Now to this, and it was sort of a, well, one of the issues was brought up by David Slack in his I've Been Thinking segment. Actually, no, we're going to go to that after. We're going to be talking about interest rates with David Wilson. But to this first, and it's about jobs. We heard about the media sector, but the construction sector is calling for its own COVID-19 alert level. Such is the economic battering that sector is facing also. It's been estimated that up to a third of construction jobs were already at risk, and unless steps were taken fast, the sector will be in critical condition. To explain how this vital sector is faring, with me is Warwick Quinn, the Chief Executive of the Building and Construction Industry Training Organisation. Warwick, kia ora, welcome to the program.
Kia ora, thank you for having me.
Give us a bit of a picture. How bad is it out there in construction?
Construction relies heavily on cash flow. You know, it's a large ticket item and investment in a building. And as most firms don't have, you know, huge amounts of capital, they rely significantly on cash flow coming from their contracted, you know, person they're contracted to pay the bills, because, you know, most of the money going across their desk isn't theirs. It needs to be passed on to subbies and to suppliers and others before they take a bit themselves. So with large contracts that are currently on hold, that cash flow was absolutely vital, like any business really, but to keep their ability to go back to work with their staff, etc., when the lockdown's lifted.
And I suppose it's fair to say that even prior to the pandemic, Warwick, this sector was also, well, it's already facing a lot of issues, wasn't it? There was a lot in the media about this, and it did revolve even then around cash flow, also timeline issues of projects being finished.
Well, it's a whole raft of things. Mm. It's quite a fragile sector. It, you know, for very large contracts and the sorts of investments people make, it runs on very low margins. And as a result of that, you know, any delays or any changes to a construction project that were unforeseen have a significant effect. And therefore, you know, anything like this that comes along just adds further complications to what the construction sector is already facing.
So what you're going to have is you're going to have a lot, I think someone mentioned that you're going to have a lot of half-finished building sites around the country sitting there exposed to the elements. They need to be finished.
Correct. So what's likely to happen is, depending on how the response is lifted, you know, it might go from level 4 to level 3, for example, before construction firms can get back on site. The first thing they will do is, you know, fix any damage, secure the site and carry on and finish that contract. But what we're starting to hear is that in some respects, because of the lack of economic confidence by purchasers, some of the contracts that were out in the future are being cancelled or postponed. Simply because of the fortunes of their own businesses, or, you know, the homeowner, for example, in the residential space, isn't as confident as they were prior to this event. So it might take some time for that confidence to, you know, to return. So it's the holes that appear further on down the track that are going to create the biggest concern.
Warwick Quinn there, building and construction spokesperson. David, a third of construction jobs, that's a lot of jobs. It's a lot of families, isn't it?
So when this was announced, I was looking out the window at the new high-rise in downtown Auckland, and knowing that that's already been a financial disaster for Fletcher Building, and as well as that, they've got the casino and everything that's going wrong. I was thinking how they must be wondering what the hell is coming next. It's really difficult, and clearly, if you don't have the cash flow, everything falls apart.
You need that pipeline of cash flow. Michelle?
Yeah, I mean, I can see the parallels with my own tiny little sector, which is not Fletcher's, obviously. But the idea that we might come out of lockdown in 3 weeks' time, but all the work that people like me have had booked has vanished. And how soon do you get that back up and running again? And I realise that the building sector is a huge part of our economy and probably matters more than stand-up comedy shows, but I understand what he's talking about.
And you also wonder about whether it's going to be 3 weeks, you know?
Of course. And you know, I also wonder how our behaviour will have changed as a people when we come out of this. You know, are we going to, what Warwick was saying, I'm wondering if people are going to go out in large groups to see things that make them laugh, and he's wondering if people are going to have the business confidence to go ahead with that building project. So, yeah.
Bit of a response.
Wallace, it was really nice when you were talking about buildings being left out, exposed to the elements, but you accidentally said elephants, and it was one of the most delightful things I've heard all day.
Did I? Yes, people have been...
you did, it was gorgeous.
Did I say elephants? Gosh, what a Freudian slip. Well, because people have been loving the fact that Robert Kelly said nasturtians. Casting nasturtians, and I'm being exposed to the elephants. We're all doing it this afternoon, aren't we? Wonderful stuff.
I love it.